from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
11 seconds left. Bennett in the gun. Four-man rush. They flush him out. He's chased. Throws from the sideline into the end zone. Touchdown! Miller Forrestall has tied the game with 4 seconds left.
And that is how we start the Monday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Everybody back together again here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Look at this. The whole family back together.
So weird. It's been like a month since we've been in here together.
Yeah, thanks to you guys for putting out number one. I don't even know whether it was leave or vacation, but all I was getting was maternity leave guilt from you guys. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Not paternity, but maternity. So my dad busted my balls.
Oh, really?
Even more. Yeah.
Hey, you still got 2 weeks left. Don't listen. Take it.
Yeah, you're up to 10 weeks now?
Oh, I'm not hesitating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not hesitating to take it.
Absolutely.
It's being took.
Take your full 12 weeks. Do what you got to do.
And when was the baby? What day?
Baby born?
Yeah.
May 6th.
May 6th.
Wow, everything's on the 6th for you.
It is.
That's great.
We kind of like intentionally scheduled the C-section for that day just so we wouldn't have to remember more dates.
We did the same thing with my second one because he was my first is the 29th and my second was the 29th just for that very reason.
Yeah.
But you've got a full year to do it.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would.
Absolutely.
I may have another child just for that.
That's why I had it.
Kristen's pretty close to saying let's go there just so I can get the time off.
Yeah, you wouldn't take it.
I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man.
So I could take 6 weeks, but 4 weeks paid. So that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
4 weeks paid. Not taking the 6 weeks. Like maybe Chiafalo. I don't know what he ended up taking with 14 different kids. But we started up the show with the last second loss to the LA Rams. And I heard Brad and Babe driving in saying, you know, these preseason games are great. And then Brad followed up and said, yeah, they're always great. And I'm like, I know you guys are like there embedded, but this is not great. It's awful, and yesterday's game was awful.
Oh,
what are you talking about, Brad and Broadus? They're always great, and yeah, that was great.
So we're sitting there on the couch, and I get the kiddos there, and we're watching the Rangers-Yankees, and Sarah's like, God, this game is boring. And that was before the Rangers' big comeback. It was like 8-3 at the time. She said, this is brutal.
Oh, the Rangers won?
No.
Oh.
And then, like, fast forward like 3 hours later, she's like, God, this is brutal. This is boring. I was like, yeah, it's tough, man. It's preseason's tough watch because, I mean, you don't know the players, most of them. You know,
well, we do. We just came back from training camp.
We know them, but 99.9% of the people are like, what am I watching?
But I feel like you're usually at least watching, even the first preseason game, you're usually watching it and there's something more you can take out of this position group or these guys. This was painfully boring. This was like scratch your eyes out boring. I was texting you guys yesterday sitting in here watching it, and I was just like, there's so little here I feel like. Now, by the end of the game, it's like, I feel like, all right, I've got this, I've got these little context clues I can gather together, I can find some stuff.
Well, you don't have the tape yet to study Brock Hoffman.
Yeah, okay. I haven't grinded the tape yet, but man, I don't know that I need to see any more of the tape to see, once more, that man, number 19, is not an NFL quarterback.
All right, so let's start with Trey Lance, and sometimes I have Oxnard fear. I have Oxnard anxiety. And there was a safety years ago that really gave it to me. Who was the safety who we were hyping up when we didn't get Earl Thomas and had a phenomenal camp and was intercepting everything?
Xavier Woods.
I have Xavier Woods anxiety because we go out there for a week and a half and we're practiced 2-a-days and doing the show and talking to the players and talking to everyone. And then a game turns on. Broda said it about Marquise Bell. He doesn't ever notice Marquise Bell in practice, but he's always noticing Marquise Bell during a game. And I kind of had Trey Lance trepidation in saying, watch him come out here and freaking ball and make us all look stupid. I feel like what the Metroplex and everyone saw from Trey Lance yesterday was basically exactly what we said was happening in California.
Overthrows. Man, it's everything.
Bobby, who's that quarterback coach that you know?
Jeff Christensen.
Can someone get a memo to Jeff Christensen? Bring it down.
Yeah, bring it down.
What are the mechanics? What are the techniques? Lower it.
Yeah.
We're not throwing oops out here to Dwight Powell.
He needs a good shoulder injury to weaken his arm a little bit, right? That's just not like not a bad injury, just like a little tired arm. Just weaken that arm a little bit.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Maybe. I don't know what that is. That's the feeling, the numbness. No. Not like a bad injury, just a little bit of scar tissue in there, just to allow the arm not to be quite as strong, because everything is 38 feet over the other guy's head.
Dude. It is. The athleticism is obviously there. He's showing off the legs and running around, but you don't know what's going to happen or where that ball is going to go. That fourth down throw I thought was indicative of everything. Yeah. Fourth down, left side of the end zone, didn't even give the receiver a chance.
No, he literally, they say throw to like the pylon. No, he threw it beyond that. Like he threw to the back pylon. Like you could see, it takes you about 30 seconds to see exactly why Trey Lance was drafted in the top 5. And then it takes you another 30 seconds to realize why Trey Lance doesn't have a role in the NFL to this point.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's what you expected to see in terms of the positives you expect to see from him, they were on display. Like the ability to improvise and some of the scrambling ability and what he's able to do with his legs, it was all impressive. The only positives I think like you saw from him at all yesterday all had to do with his playmaking ability, his ability to extend the stuff that he can do with his legs. And that's why he's a guy who clearly has good athleticism. I think there are packages within this offense that you can run for him, but that's it. Like he is not a quarterback. He is a gadget player. That's the way that I look at Trey Lance, because nothing's on target. It's even when it's not high, it's off. It's behind guys. It's too far in front. And then the times yesterday when he put it on the money, Racy McMath or somebody was dropping it.
Don't look at the numbers. You may already be studying the box score. How many yards per pass?
I saw this.
4.2.
You looked.
No, I didn't.
4.6 on 25 of 41. I would not have thought it was that bad, though, at 4.6.
41 attempts to throw for less than 190 yards is, I mean, look, there's an element to, like, not, you know, pre-Amari Cooper Dak year where they would have, like, he went like 8-10 games without throwing for 200 yards. This is before Amari Cooper got there. There was an element, like, and then there's like, you know, back. This is honestly, quite frankly, this is what backup quarterbacks do. Backup quarterbacks come in and they're just check down guys.
So for all the Trey Lance fans in the offseason on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line, I want to see if you are willing to slam it on the brakes, like apparently you have to do at 5:30 in DFW traffic, which I haven't known for 15 years, and say, okay, Dak, go ahead and take your money. Up that check total, or Cooper Rush is the number 2 on this football team to start off.
Look, there's a little bit of, I don't know, maybe we'll call it Dak derangement syndrome. There's a little bit of that exists.
Where would you hear the original comment?
I just made that up. But there's a little bit of that exists, because yesterday I had 5 separate tweets by the end of the game going, in your face. See, you said Trey Lance sucked. I was like, okay, first off, I never said he sucked. I never used those words. Ultimately, that's what I'm describing, but that's not the words that he's... But there were a lot of people yesterday who came out of that game were like, see, this is why Trey Lance is... We got to grow this. Look at what this is. And you do forget, this is still like year four, year five. Like, this is year five for him.
And you may not still want to re-sign, no matter what Trey Lance does out there, you still don't want to re-sign Dak because you just don't believe he can get you far enough. But you at least have to admit right now that Trey Lance is not the answer to replace him.
It's got nothing to do with Trey. Whatever, if you want to move on from Dak, fine. But that decision is completely separate from Trey Lance. Now, I'll tell you this. You're right. Cooper Rush is the two right now. I don't want to see Cooper Rush the rest of the preseason.
Nope.
I know what Cooper Rush has.
Yeah.
Let Trey play. The one thing he doesn't have and he can't get once the regular season starts is reps.
Yeah.
Let him take all the snaps. That doesn't bother these games don't matter anyway. Let him play. Maybe it gets better.
A watered-down preseason version of Star Up, Star Down from the Cowboys. 13-12 loss to the Rams yesterday on 105.3 The Fan. Roberto, what else stood out?
I thought there was a lot of criticism for him on social media I saw after the game. I don't think Mazi Smith played terribly when I saw him in there. I think that there was definitely some positives with your young rookies. Tyler Guyton only had his two series coming off of what they described as pneumonia.
Let's also add coming off of Jimmy Udoka and the injury. Kyle Yeomans did a nice job reporting yesterday after Udoka had the left foot put in a cast. Guyton's plan went from two quarters to one series. Just like that. Because there's Udoka. Maybe you're starting left tackle banged up. We can't have Guyton hurt either. So that altered things dramatically, according to Kyle.
And he came back in for he was in for the one series, was out then for the rest of the half, and then he comes back in to start the second half randomly when they were down some personnel where Guyton had to come step in. And saw him.
Secretly, not to be G-Bag 2.0. Good. Good. Whatever forces Guyton to go ahead and start on the left side out there to begin the year, Dak, hopefully that doesn't mean that you get murdered.
Guyton. Well, because for me, it's like, Guyton may have more hiccups because he's obviously young and first year, but I also think he has a much better chance of stopping, of not stopping, but putting a body in containing Miles too.
Yep.
Sure. The biggest issue for them, the biggest issue for a coaching staff a lot of times is going to be, all right, fine. It's nice that you're more talented naturally and you can get in the way more consistently. What I can't have, though, is on a cohesion unit, 10 different snaps during the game, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, because you make the mistake or two out there, and we are talking about Cooper Rush and Trey Lance.
It gets blown up. But Guyton, that second series he came in for, he's sucking wind. Like, he's hands on the hips. Just, you can tell he had not been, his conditioning's not right now. But when he was out there, he didn't get embarrassed at all. The two different series he played, he looked good. Neyland, I thought, was really good on that opening drive. He had a couple different plays where you see the kind of stuff that the Cowboys talked about with him in run defense, where he locks into these defenders, he drives them down towards the ball, he's able to shed them, he's able to get off of the block and make the play. So I thought Neyland was really good in the run support. But Mazi is the one who, and funny enough, I think a lot of what people were seeing was Albert Huggins not playing very well at times when I saw some of the Mazi meltdowns on Twitter.
Who's Albert Huggins?
Albert Huggins is the defensive tackle they signed last week as a free agent who wears 68. And he has a little bit of the longer hair that Mazi had last year.
And he's following you on social media.
He's searching his name at the very least. I know that. But the Huggins was getting driven off the ball. And to be fair, he just walked into camp last week. He's going to need a little bit of time, but he's getting blown off the ball. And I think a lot of people saw that and saw 68, 58, thought it was Mazi. Mazi played well in the little bit that he was there. I think when I turn on the tape, Sean, I'm going to look at it, and I think he's going to grade out well. It's just like Mazi does, he gets run down a little bit. He's tired. He gets worked down really, really quickly, and that's a problem. He's got to work on his conditioning. He's got to be better prepared to do that on a more consistent basis.
YouTube and the Twitch is lit here with the 6 a.m. club. I love this research here and optimism from Ultra Cowboy. Aaron Rodgers' first preseason appearance, 0-5 opener, 2 of 6, 7 yards, sacked twice. So basically trying to say Trey Lance can still be Aaron Rodgers. We got Sean in here. We got we got a two-person combo, like the Facebook names. You know, when your wife's like, you're not having your own Facebook page. You're liking too many KG photos.
Like Peyton's going to do to McKenzie eventually.
We got the combo on here. Good morning to Darth. Good morning to Wayne as well. Thank you for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. More star up, star down at 7 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. But did Jerry Jones apologize to CeeDee Lamb? Will this finally get the deal done? What Jerry said that made national news in the pregame on this radio station and Rangers, Yankees, plus our final pedals to the medals with the Olympics and the closing ceremonies all coming up with Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now Lance in, Cooper back to throw, deep ball left, Jalen Brooks at the 15-yard line. One-on-one coverage by Cameron McCutchen, a rookie, and Jalen Brooks with a big play. And that's 43 yards and a first down.
And that's Cooper Rush to Jalen Brooks with the bomb that led to one of Brandon Aubrey's four field goals. But the Cowboys lose to the Rams yesterday afternoon on this radio station. Good morning, Metroplex. Everyone is back together again here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
I need to look it up. How much...
Is like this your Todd Archer battle, Brooks-Tolbert?
Nah, yeah, look, Todd was right. Tolbert's been better. But Brooks, on that 43-yard catch, how long do you think it was into the game before Lance hit 43 yards? Was it probably, I don't know, was it the fourth?
We just spent the 6 o'clock hour talking about the poor kid and the accuracy.
It's a callback. You never heard of callbacks in radio,
no,
Sean?
No, it's a Dak back. That's what it is. It's you with Dak from behind. That, Dak,
whoa, whoa. Oh, slow down.
It's you supporting Dak's back by taking your shots at the other quarterbacks.
Hey, I don't need to. Trey Lance, what he's put out there on the field so far has done enough. So,
all right. So Jerry Jones in the pregame making national news. We know what happened last week. Bobby asked me in the commercial break, was I itching on Friday to talk about what Jerry did with CeeDee Lamb, the John Machota fallout and follow-up? I am itching to talk about that. But this is Jerry Jones on the Cowboys TV pregame show apologizing, backing it up just a bit.
I think I got in trouble a little the other day when I said, look, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do. But let me say this. He wouldn't be taking a snap out here today if he'd been here for a while. You got to use your head when you expose key players. That gives the other younger players a chance to do it. We know exactly what CD can do, and he's worked out with Dak. And so we wouldn't have him out here. It has really not anything to do with his contract. We've got Dak won't be out here this afternoon. And so the bottom line is, what it is no, there's not that urgency. Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure anyplace on us.
All right, so that's the Jerry spin. Now, Chris J., a couple of other Tolos, Cowboy fans were not happy with John Machota. Who, of course, we know and love from The Athletic, saying the entire context of this story was not told. The entire quote before and after was not presented accurately. Jerry Jones was talking about CeeDee Lamb being signed before these preseason games, in which we have no urgency to do it for these games. Is that the way y'all discussed it? Is that the way you covered it? Is that the way you saw, read, and heard it?
When we talked about, was it Monday? Was that on this thing we talked about?
Friday.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, today's Monday. Friday is when we talked about.
Friday we talked about.
It's been a long weekend.
Not even one day off. Five days.
A lot of drinking at Hurtado between.
I thought it was the beginning of the week we talked about it. I said the same exact thing. I thought this was taken out of context, complete sensationalism.
Mm.
And Bobby disagreed. Bobby's like.
So you went back and heard it all.
Yeah. Originally, I was like, oh, boy. And then we played the clip. I was like, all right, he's joking. He's doing Jerry, you know, let's make these.
Ziku.
Yeah, he's doing Jerry. Let's have these media guys just over laugh at a billionaire. And that's what it was. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was completely taken out of context. The quote, like the separation of the I have no urgency. Okay, that was kind of taken out. To me, it was taken out of context. Doesn't mean that it wasn't something to talk about and that it wasn't important that it was said.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it meant as much as it was initially made to be.
You were tweeting about this plenty after Monday's show. Oh, Friday's show.
Because I know John's not going to do it. Like, John's not going to go up there and address all of these things. And so, but if there's an entire push from, you know, different people on Twitter and then on, you know, their various podcasting platforms to basically turn it into a hit piece of, like, John and the way that he does his job. Well, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to say something because I just know John's not going to do that for himself. But I'll say it because it's garbage. Like, John was not, there's nothing wrong with what John did. The entire context of the quote is the quote that John gave before that was worded in question form, and then Jerry said no. It was, do you have any urgency to get done? No. Why not? Because I went to high school. I went to college. Some weird explanation.
I was in Nobu.
And he goes, I don't have any urgency to get it done. Okay, well, that's Those are the exact same quotes. And so there is no additional context there. I can give you all the Jerry-isms in between, but the reality is he twice said, I don't have urgency. And they've told you for 16 months with the way they've negotiated, they don't have urgency. And so to turn it into some sort of, this is sensationalist journalism, because now you're worried CD's mad and he's going to go away and it's all John's fault because he shared the exact quote that Jerry gave. I just thought that was stupid.
I will be the ultimate decider here. All right. We're splitting the room 1-1.
I know where you're going with
this. Let me just hear the I have not heard the original audio. Pepe just pulled it up, so I'm going to judge it right here and now.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school. I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago.
I mean, I see both sides. I see what Choppy's talking about. I see why you would just come out with the quote like that. I wish Jerry would have reiterated. You asked me in the question about the preseason. So, no, I don't have any urgency to get this done by the time the preseason. It's a technicality.
Right. I don't believe the Cowboys feel that if they wait until 3 days prior to the regular season to get this thing signed, that's going to have an impact on game one. I think he's going to play. I don't think they view it as having a major impact. It's not the first year in the offense for him. So I don't see. So from that standpoint, there is no urgency. He's not going to play anyway. I mean, the urgency would be, hey, you want to get him in camp. So, he's under your conditioning programs constantly. If he isn't already.
We got into so many. Friday was so much linguistics and this word, or is this word in here? Or is it not? And how does that change the tone of it? Just to me, the idea of the line about the preseason, for instance, I think it's, I don't think that changes it, because everybody who reacted said, Jerry was talking about he doesn't have urgency in the preseason to get it done. Okay, well, if there's 5 minutes left in the third quarter of a game where you're trailing by 3 touchdowns, if I were to say, do you have urgency to score? I'm not talking about, do you have urgency to score over the course of the next 5 minutes only? Like, I'm asking you clearly about the entire context of the game, and I'm saying, at this point in time, here's the marking of where we're at in the timeline is we are 5 minutes left in the third. But I'm clearly not just asking you about the third. I'm asking, do you have a sense of urgency to get it done because of where we are on the calendar?
Here's the bottom line. And like we normally have to do with a lot of Jerry speak, you got to cut the fat, right? Someone in PR or Jerry Jones himself said, you need to clarify it. Either the media is taking this out of context or you ticked off CeeDee Lamb. You need to clarify it. That's why he did it yesterday. And I don't think this is going to cause CeeDee Lamb to say, get me up out of here with the LOL. What does it really mean for Lamb? If they come out with a contract today that he wants to sign, I think he's going to sign it. And I still do believe that CeeDee Lamb will play against the Cleveland Browns in week one. That's just boiling it down what I feel and believe today. Although I did ask as a follow-up when this was all happening late last week, when's the last big dog to request a trade out of here? Like, the Cowboys play this fine line, dangerous game where they're like, we know that you don't want to play anywhere else. We know that you can't put a logo on your helmet and have the same shine. They continue to flirt with this dangerous game. And I can't think of the last star who has said, get the star off my helmet. I'm fine. Get me out of here.
Publicly, like a public, this is what it is, either. And do it. I don't recall one of those. DeMarcus Lawrence did tell them, then trade me. You need to trade me then. If you guys aren't going to do this, trade me.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out. So that got to that point. That didn't ever get to a public, like they never took that outside of their negotiations. But D-Law said it in a very kind of flippant way. It wasn't like an official request, but it was said in a way during his negotiations of like, all right, fine. Then if you don't want to do it, find me somebody who will. Get me out of here. Trade me.
Because you do this in the NBA
all the time.
And
you're gone.
They're gone.
They will trade you.
You trade yourself.
Right.
They get me out of here, and this is where I want to go. Do it.
The players in the NBA, make no mistake about it, they are in charge. The teams are not in charge. The players are in charge. Yeah. And that's just not the case in the NFL at this moment.
I got what they call me on the Twitch sometimes, TMZ Sharif.
TM Sean.
TM Sean. as someone alerted me that Dak Prescott liked this post on social media late last week. A guy was explaining what happens when your environment doesn't recognize you. And old Rain Dakota dropped a little like there on Instagram. And this was before the CeeDee Lamb stuff. So for all of you calling me a fake wannabe psychologist, there you go. Tell me that the two do not go together. And we all feel this way. You feel this way at your work? Dak Prescott is like, this is BS. I don't have the money. And you haven't said yes yet. Go watch Trey Lance play and still hesitate to pay me what I'm owed. But liking the post of what happens when your environment does not recognize you.
I have no idea what the hell that meant. I asked Sarah, what the hell is this? What does this mean? I have no idea what that comment meant.
I mean, you want your bosses to value you. That's the way I read it.
That's how I
recognize.
Took it.
Okay. All right. I thought it was
if
like,
you're up for contract and it's like, hey, man, I do all this prep work. I show up to all the events. I come up here to the station on a Saturday. I record the extra stuff. I get this commercial and that commercial. Like, recognize it. Recognize it a little bit. I shouldn't have to, you know, pull teeth in order to get the money that I want in my extension. Yeah, That's the way I didn't understand it.
I was like, what am I missing here?
Why you disagree to 3% every single time. That's exactly what your problem is.
That's also why Chop had trouble being able to distinguish between the actual quote and what John Mashoda tweeted. It's because he needs more than the
I see, but I'm going to defend RJ on this a little
kidding.
Bit.
It's a blur.
John would say, if I asked you a question, what day is it, and you said Wednesday, Or if I said, is today Wednesday, and you said yes, John would tweet, Jerry Jones says, quote, today is Wednesday. Well, no, he didn't say that. He said yes.
He said it a second time. Anyway.
Which you cannot take.
On this point, I think that it doesn't surprise me the least that Dak follows Success Minute, Zig Ziglar Daily, or whatever, you know, leadership.
Zig Ziglar's a good dude.
I'm saying whatever leadership quote Instagram pages there, doesn't surprise me the least he follows those pages and likes that sort of stuff.
Does it also not matter that Micah retweeted it? Of course it matters.
Given the backdrop of everything else, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, you can probably read a little more into it. But I think he's probably liking that post 2 years ago too, is the thing, is that's the way he is.
Yeah, because he was going through the same stuff 2 years ago.
Because they waited then.
Because they waited then. All right. Olympics or Rangers? I vote Olympics.
Oh, Olympics.
I mean, I'm fine with either. Olympics are great, and the Rangers are proving me right. So I love being right.
Pepe, how do you vote?
Let's do pedal to the metal.
Rangers? Yankees. Next, one of our final pedals to the metals with the, we don't have enough segments for it today. RJ Choppy is going to unleash with the end of the Olympics after this.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Closing ceremonies, Tom Cruise, controversy everywhere. And I did not literally hear it yet. I heard about a brand new, and this would be perfectly timed, a brand new intro. When was this made?
Over last weekend.
Last week.
Played all last week.
All right, that's good. Let me hear it.
Oh, we love an intro.
From Pratt to Hoops, Ledecky to Simone. It's time to hear how the Olympic Games are going. We won't talk box until the gender thing is settled. RJ Choppy puts his pedal to the metal.
Man, it's so offensive. It's such an offensive intro.
No, it's not. It's very factual.
We did touch on the boxing a little bit. Not much.
This is making producers
obsolete.
Yeah. No wonder they got rid of Allie.
Yeah.
That's
a witchcraft joke. That was good. So that was AI?
Yeah, that was AI, I guess. Bobby did that. Peyton and Bobby did that thing. That's good. Very good.
I like it.
Yeah, I just instructed it to, like, kick me out something with this stuff in it. And it did.
And I like the music. You know, it's not very Olympic, but...
doesn't matter. I like it.
Doesn't matter. So the U.S. wins the gold, fifth straight gold medal in the basketball, 98-87 for France. Steph Curry was absolutely dominant in the final couple of games, 17 of his last 26 from beyond the arc. But he did not get the MVP, and that was something of a lot of discourse.
Love this topic. Love it.
And this is, I think, and I wonder how much of this is, you know, who votes on these things, international media, because...
I love this song.
I know.
Did you pick the song or is this AI's?
This is Bobby. Bobby picked the song.
AI
did. There.
AI generated this beat.
But if you go look at Steph's tournament overall, the entire scope of it outside of the last couple of games, you know, in games 5 and 6, he averaged 30 points in the final two final games. In the semifinals against Serbia, massive comeback, and then the final
he
game.
He was the over-the-top difference maker.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Over the top.
Whereas LeBron...
Just barely over Jason Tatum.
So...
Boy, he cheered like hell.
So, you know, and compared to the first four games, he just averaged 7 points a night. So his totals were right around LeBron. LeBron averaged 14 for the tournament, 7 rebounds, you know, 8.5 assists. Steph averaged 14.8, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists. So...
I'm sorry. I love this beat so much. I can't stop listening to the beat.
Dude, it's great. So the question becomes, like, you know, if somebody in the NBA Finals went off the way Steph did in Game 6 and 7,
yep,
but had a really bad Game 1 through 5 or yep, whatever, you know, would he get the MVP? And I think he probably would, unless the other person was, like, just great all along.
Well, yeah, we have the answer to this, because that is exactly what happened with Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and they gave it to Jaylen Brown. Tatum went off in that clinching game, and throughout the entire series, Jaylen Brown is the one who had played better, and they gave it to Jaylen Brown. So,
yeah, Steph Curry was not better than LeBron
start to finish.
Start to finish. Right. So they're going start to finish versus the last two games. But Steph, I mean, Steph won the gold medal for them in the clutch moments.
Right. They don't beat Serbia without Steph. I mean, they lose by double digits.
They're down 17
right
against Serbia. So, I mean, that would be the most valuable, you would think, is in those two games where it's like, hey, if you lose these, you're done.
Yeah, but LeBron putting up some triple-doubles early on. All right, so cast your vote. LeBron or Steph, you're voting Olympics MVP. I didn't even know they handed out an Olympics MVP.
I honestly, I didn't either. I would probably vote LeBron just because he was better for the entire tournament.
Bobby?
Steph, because... LeBron beat Angola.
Yeah, he did.
I don't have a problem either way. I'm fine with LeBron getting it.
I would be too.
Especially after he shoved that kid. He didn't shove him, but this viral video.
Stop. Don't do that.
Yeah. LeBron walking into the club, this young kid, and LeBron like, stop. And the security guard, the French security guard going, make way for the king.
Oh, God. Oh, that made the internet. Sippy French, man.
That made the internet throw up.
Make way for the king.
Yeah.
The king is here.
Yes.
Make way for the king.
Did you see them doing their champagne celebration after they won? They were all like.
With the empty bleachers?
No, they're either spraying them, and Anthony Edwards is having trouble with it. And LeBron yelled up to Anthony Edwards. You couldn't hear the audio. It was like distant. But LeBron yelled up to Anthony Edwards. He's like, it's okay, Ant. We know you haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, damn. I like it.
Bob Cousy, not a fan of Steve Kerr. Not a fan. He's sticking up for his Celtic for not having Jason Tatum in any of these games for the most part. He said at the very end in an article with the Boston Globe, he must think Tatum is a detriment, and I don't see how he could feel that way and know anything about basketball. He also said, I don't know, Steve, and everything I've heard of him is positive, but there's such a difference between playing a guy for a few minutes as opposed to not playing him at all, and now he's double downed on it.
Because he got left out again in the comeback win against Serbia.
Completely left out. I mean, him and Tyrese Halliburton were collecting dust on the team bench.
By the way, last year was a breakout for Tyrese Halliburton. Really, the in-season tournament started it. I love this guy even more now because he, after the championship, sent out a picture and said, when you do nothing with the group project.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is likable. That is the opposite of Jason Tatum, whose mom chimed in as well. As mm-hmm. Dick Vitale said, someone let me know what's going on with Tatum. Why isn't he getting all NBA playing time? And his mom said, if you find out what's going on, please let me know. Unacceptable. It makes no sense. As Steve Kerr is just saying, it's a matchup thing.
You know, they used Derek White over Tatum in the Serbia game.
Which Derek White is a defensive specialist. Uh-huh. That was Grant Hill's justification in not picking Jaylen Brown, who's a damn good defender.
Yeah.
That's still a crime. But that's Steve Kerr because you had Embiid bench for Drew Holiday and Embiid They both didn't play minutes in another game against Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great team. Now, Jason Tatum in the contracts of the NBA versus this, when you don't have, because, you know, obviously Team USA doesn't have Giannis, Luka, Joker, Shea, and all those guys are better than Jason Tatum. But Tatum is probably one of the, what, six best American players?
Don't ask Bobby, but
you know, truth, in all honesty, I mean, he probably is. He's really good at everything. He's not elite. He doesn't have that elite skill set like Steph's got an elite shot, right? LeBron is just... Tatum's really good at just about everything.
There's nothing...
Nothing special about him.
There's nothing... Like, there is no trait of his that's like, holy cow, Jason Tatum is so good here. He is the little fundamental. He is like a small forward Tim Duncan.
He's a really good scorer. But look, what I love about the Olympics is even with this cast of stars, it resets the importance on who the big dogs really are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's LeBron, in case anyone forgot. Ant wasn't even it.
Nope.
Like, Anthony Edwards was forgotten. Think about that, right? The next guy. It was Durant, LeBron, and Steph. We start there with the upper tier. Steve Kerr said that Devin Booker was their undercover MVP. But yeah, when you compare the rest of the roster to Tatum, he's better than Bam. He's better than Holiday. He's better than Derek White. You know, him versus Booker, an argument. He's not better than Embiid. Anthony Davis, you could have an argument if you wanted. But I get it. I get the matchups.
It's a matchup thing. They were matched up against good players. And so they couldn't put them out
there. So speaking of Ant, there's a controversy with him and Noah Lyles.
Oh, I thought it was another abortion story.
No, not quite. So Noah Lyles, obviously the winner in the 100, and then he gets the bronze in the 200 with COVID, which is kind of a cool thing. But he was invited to Anthony Edwards' shoe deal release from Adidas. They're both Adidas reps or Adidas athletes. And he was like, what? No. And
I had to double check that Noah Lyles was American yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this guy's from the United States, right?
Yeah, he goes, I ain't going to that. I'm bigger than him. I'm actually a world champion. He's not won anything. I am the fastest man in the world. You're going to invite, how do you not see, I don't have a shoe deal. How do you not see this for me? But you know, the difference is like, and this is what I would tell like Bryce Harper or like basketball shoes are for the everyman. Who's wearing track shoes?
Yeah.
Who's wearing track shoes if they're not, I don't know, in track and field?
And if you ask the majority of this audience a month or 3 months ago, right, do you know who Noah Lyles is compared to this audience? To Anthony Edwards, no one knows who Noah Lyles is.
Now, is Adidas more of a global company than American? I mean, maybe. And that may play into it. I don't know. Is track and field bigger outside of the U.S.? It may very well be.
Noah Lyles has about as many followers on Twitter as Brian Broaddus. So
just, he does?
Yeah. I mean, it's more, but it's not. They're both in the 100,000s.
Oh, boy. Kevin Durant mocking Dennis Schroeder for claiming Europeans have an straight IQ basketball advantage. He posts a photo that says entertainment and IQ of the championship. And this is like the lowest point of Kevin Durant's life right here. Like, I absolutely love that he is, you know, this is a great shot. It's a kill shot. But you just won the gold. Why are you Googling your name? You weren't. Why do you hear? This guy literally hears everything.
Yes.
There is nothing that Kevin Durant does not hear.
Are we turning a little positive towards Durant? I know Bobby is. Longhorn.
I did during this Olympics. I mean, he was pretty damn good. I mean, and obviously, like, taking now he's the number one scorer in Team USA Olympic basketball history.
He's growing too, I think. Like he's the more, like, I think people respected the way he handled the whole heckler thing here in Dallas. Like, you know, when he went viral for his comments after they beat Serbia, where he's like, hey, there's a lot of bad stuff that happens every day in our country, and we disagree on a lot, but like, there's some good S too, and this is something.
And Dennis Schroeder, Team Germany, sounds like someone who just annoys people and has for years.
Dude, a you talk to people behind the scenes about Dennis Schroeder, there's a lot about him that's very troubling and questionable.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything.
There were rumors for a long time that the reason why Dirk and him never paired up here is because Dirk was like, nope.
Were you guys tuned in and glued to the ladies winning their 8th straight female gold? Man, this is a brutal first half to watch. Ugh.
You like that?
I saw the ending. I saw the ending of it. What a brutal way to lose, by the way, if you're France. With the foot on the line.
Yeah. I don't even think it was that close, though. You know?
Oh, no. It was like half a foot over.
It was like the heel on the line. Yeah. Half a foot over.
Yeah, that second half just was so much better than the first half. The first half, a little slow, but by the second half, man, just raining down granny shots. It was beautiful.
What are you doing? It's almost as if they could use Caitlin Clark.
Oh, there you go. Had to squeeze in Caitlin. So that is part one with the awesome song of Pedal to the Metal, RJ Choppy with his Olympic recap here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a total. That's the answer. Turn it on. Leave it on. Let's talk about your Texas Rangers ending their season against the New York Yankees and a Dallas Cowboys trade that maybe we've seen before. That's next on your home of the world champs and America's team right here with Sean and RJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.